Romans 15, verse 5, God is called by a title, the God who gives perseverance and encouragement. That's a tremendous title. Do you know God as a God who gives you perseverance? That means helps you to endure when the trials are great and helps you to endure in any type of suffering, perseverance, and to battle against sin, even if you're repeatedly defeated. Perseverance means you never give up until that Goliath has gone down and the enemy is defeated. The enemy means the sins in your flesh. And who gives encouragement. Encouragement is something very, very important for us to have. And I don't know whether you receive that encouragement from God. Do you feel that God is always correcting you and rebuking you all the time? Or is he encouraging you as well? We become like the God we worship. I don't know whether you know that. And it says in the Psalms, those who worship idols become like them. That's an amazing verse. Those who worship idols become like them. Lifeless, dead spiritually. And if you worship a God who encourages you, and you experience God's encouragement, one result will be, listen carefully, you will encourage your wife regularly. You will encourage your husband. You will encourage your children. So, those of you who are married, ask yourself, when was the last time you encouraged your wife or your husband? I don't mean give a message. Encouragement means just a word. Maybe an expression of thank you. Or a pat on the back. Do you do that to your children? In the early days of my Christian life, I knew God as a God who corrects me. Good. I need it. In fact, we need it when there's a lot of sin in our life. But I'll tell you another thing. It was encouragement that helped me to overcome sin. In the battles that we fight against the devil, it's wonderful to have a brother who comes to encourage us. I heard a story of two brothers who were both very discouraged one day. Their heads were down with discouragement. They were walking down a road and they happened to meet each other. And they spent about 5 minutes talking to each other, these two discouraged brothers. And you know what happened? They went away encouraged, both of them. Because the Lord was there. The Lord says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. It's a wonderful thing when you're discouraged. If you have a brother who will encourage you, it's great to be a brother who's known as one who encourages. I'm not saying we should not correct our children. The Bible says we should. I have done that with my four sons, but I've also encouraged them many times. If you read this book of mine called Hear, O My Sons, I would encourage all of you to get a copy and read it. This is what I wrote to my four sons when they were in college. And it's full of doctrine and theology and understanding, because the Bible says we must establish our children in the truth. And there was a lot of encouragement as well. It's a habit we must develop, to encourage one another. How often should we do it? Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. Encourage one another day after day. That means if I missed one day in 365 days in a year, I've slipped up. You don't have to encourage the same person every day. But you know, we meet people, even unbelievers you meet in the office, they need some encouragement. Don't just try to convert them. Be a witness of a God who is loving, caring, cheerful. If your people in your workplace see you as a very happy person, always going to encourage them, one day they may turn to the Lord because they know that you have a faith. You don't have to preach about Christ. They'll see something and be drawn to you. When a light is shining, people can see it, even without the light making any noise. If you read the life of Joseph in the prison in Genesis, you'll see one thing. I don't have time to turn there. The thing that opened the door for him to meet Pharaoh and become second to Pharaoh, it was one thing. He saw Pharaoh's cupbearer and his baker sitting there discouraged one day. And he went to encourage them. He himself is in prison. 28 years old, in prison, already in prison for about 10 years. His parents are far away, but he went to encourage somebody. Imagine if you were in prison and you go around encouraging people. You must really got to know God. And remember, he lived before Christ, before the Holy Spirit and all that. How much more we can do it? Joseph's life is a great challenge to me. Should be to all of us, especially to men. Without the Holy Spirit's power, without the Bible, he stood against adultery and lust wholeheartedly as a young man. Great example. And he encouraged people. And it was through his encouragement that he came in touch with Pharaoh's cupbearer, who later, 2 years later, introduced him to Pharaoh. The tremendous results that come from encouraging one another daily. I want to urge you to develop this habit. And if you don't have it, most of us don't have it. We have to learn it, you know, like, our natural tendency is to correct people. To correct, correct, correct. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. We keep telling our children, yeah, we need to tell our children, don't do this, don't do that. But if that's the only thing you say, they'll think that is their name. I heard of a child who went to school, was a small boy, and the teacher asked, what's your name? He said, my name is Johnny Don't. Because that's all he kept on hearing in his house. Don't do this, don't do that. Johnny, don't do this. Johnny, don't do that. Johnny, don't. He thought that was his name. Does your wife or your children think that is their name? Don't. There are habits we have to develop. And it doesn't come automatically. We have to work on it. So that's a little message I want to share with you. I pray it'll help you from today for the rest of your life. God's word is given to us to encourage us and to help us to follow him. We need encouragement all the time.